It sounds like the permits for IFC have been approved. Can you just bring us up to date as to where that's at?
Yes, the air quality prevention of significant deterioration construction permits were issued on Friday of last week, October 26th. I just sent out all the response to comments to those people that made comments that I had addresses for. Everything is also available, or will be available shortly, at the Burlington Library and at the Fort Madison Library. It's also available on our website as far as the response to comments, the final permits, and basically all the information that was out there previously.
How much information did you guys gather, comments, questions, be it that way? How much came in during that meeting in Burlington?
Well, the response to comments document itself ended up being roughly 40, I think it was 45 pages with one attachment. We received numerous comments, both orally and written. We received several emails and also handwritten letters from the public hearing.
Was there an overwhelming question in regards to air quality that you kept hearing or in through the responses that you guys tried to address?
As far as air quality, we had quite a few questions and comments concerning, you know, the health standards, kind of the review process, how did we make our determination. We also saw some on light and noise, which we do not regulate. Those are usually local ordinance issues.
What was the main thing in your comments? I guess, was there a common theme that you tried to bring across in all the comments that you had to address?
The main thing was that after reviewing everything, you know, the permits that we have now issued, we believe the permits meet all state and federal regulations, including the health standards. And therefore, that's why we issued the permits.
I believe from the last time we spoke, is it 23 different permits?
Yes, it is 23 different permits.
They received them all in this process?
Yes.
What happens now? I mean, where do we go from the DNR perspective?
As far as we're concerned, as far as the DNR, just the air quality, their permits are issued. They're allowed to construct.
And
so that's the final step at this point. Once they're up and operating, they will have to get what's called a Title V operating permit, but that's after they actually start operation. Now, they will have to get other permits for other program areas, such as water supply and wastewater, but that's a different process. I'm not familiar with the steps involved with those with the water permits.
That's what I figured. I figured that would be a whole lot. But from the air quality side, they don't need to do anything else to be able to put shovels in the ground.
Right.
In terms of, are these the types of permits that are just issued once, or do they need to be renewed every 2 years, 5 years, anything like that?
These permits, as far as the pre-construction permits are issued, they're good for the life of the equipment as long as they don't make any changes to the equipment, and that includes the control equipment. The permits that they have to get once they start operating, the Title V operating permit, those are renewed. It's actually one permit. That is renewed every 5 years.
And that's just really based on the operations, but what we're talking about here, these are really just construction-related permits?
These are to construct the individual units at the plant and to actually operate the individual unit. And then the Title V permit that they get later on is for the whole facility, is basically an operating permit for the whole plant. And that includes additional testing that they'll have to do. There'll be maintenance requirements and that are above and beyond what's in the construction permits that I just issued.
So it's really these permits are, unless they made just a drastic change and said, wow, this system, we don't like it, we need a whole new system, these permits would not really need to be messed with anymore.
Right.
All right. Chris, anything else that people need to know? Is there an appeal process, anything like that? Or for your guys' perspective from the air quality side, this is pretty much it?
This is pretty much it. There is if the company does not like certain things in the permits, they have 30 days from the date they receive them to appeal the permits. I'm not an attorney, so I can't speak to, as far as the public, if they can appeal the permits, or if they would have to go the route, I guess they, you know, there's always the option of suing like the state on the permits. That's, I know that's happened in other states. I don't know the process as far as that. That's a legal process that's up to attorneys.
And then in terms of, I was going to say, yeah, that's a totally different ballgame than what you're looking at.
Right.
In terms of then, I guess, and that kind of sprung one other question to my mind, were there any special stipulations or requirements that these permits have that maybe other permits that are issued through your department normally have?
Our normal permits, we don't require best available control technology. You know, normally we write most of our permits, our normal construction permits, as long as they can meet the regulations and show that they're not exceeding any ambient air quality standards, we would issue those. In this case, the difference is because it is a large project, they have to put in best available control technology, which means much more stringent limits. Also, a lot of times means more record keeping and monitoring and stack testing.
Was it just due to the sheer size of this project, or was it the nature of the production?
Kind of a little bit of both. Under the Clean Air Act, under the PSD program, Prevention of Significant Deterioration program, there's certain types of companies, such as utilities, Portland cement plants, chemical manufacturing plants, which is what this falls under, that have lower thresholds, which trigger the Prevention of Significant Deterioration program. And since they have a lower threshold, they triggered that, which means they had to put in the best available controls.